This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This is TechCrunch.
A Strava co-founder races into a lucrative market, lending against life insurance, by Marianne Azevedo. Mark Shaw likes running around. The serial entrepreneur joined activity and fitness tracking platform Strava as a co-founder in 2009 to lead engineering as CTO. He spent 8 years there, and as of its most recent raise in 2020, Strava had reached 70 million members globally and amassed an almost cult-like following from its users, which include professional runners seeking to track their progress. Before that, Shaw helped start insurance software outfit Guidewire. Again, he helped the company grow to a different level with his engineering, analytics, and marketing chops before it went public in 2012. After a short break from those two stints, Shaw teamed up with Josh Weiss and Graham Gerlach in 2020 to start his third company, Inclined. The fintech startup is growing in its own right, even if it hasn't landed tens of millions of users or gone public just yet, and it's just raised $15 million in Series A funding to keep growing and build out its technology. Inclined, Shaw admits, is a very different type of company than Strava. The startup lends against whole life insurance policies with the goal of digitizing many of the traditional time-intensive operations involved in the process, he said. There's $1 trillion of cash value in whole life in the U.S. alone, Weiss told TechCrunch. We want to lean into this huge opportunity. The current lending market today against that $1.1 trillion is $150 billion, and that's Inclined's initial focus. We believe we can increase that lending rate with our improved rates and efficiency, Shaw said. Hudson Structured Ventures led Inclined's Series A financing, which included participation from Anthemis Group and other new and existing backers. The startup has raised a total of $19 million since its 2020 inception. The startup Series A was raised in what Shaw described as the most brutal fundraising environment he'd experienced over the past two decades. Ours is a counter-cyclical business and a very safe form of lending, he told TechCrunch. This is a time when people need access to these loans. It's the right time for us to grow. We can make a big impact during these unfortunate, tougher times. Whole life insurance policies differ from term life in that they accumulate value that is available permanently rather than just paying for coverage. Sean likens it to buying versus renting a home. And when whole life policyholders want to access their cash value, they often choose to do so via a loan rather than withdrawing the money directly, which is less efficient, he explains. Inclined, he adds, not only opens up the option to borrow against whole life insurance policies to more people, something that has historically been reserved for the wealthy, it also gives banks a way to better participate in the market at scale. And because banks often have much lower rates than insurance companies, Shaw explained, that means borrowers get to borrow at lower interest rates. Plus, their money can be compounded over decades. This means they can realize 5 to 10x more value from their life insurance during their lifetime, Shaw told TechCrunch. Inclined is live with Mechanics Bank, which has about $20 billion in assets under management, and it currently has several million dollars on its platform. Vikas Singhal, founding partner at HSCM Ventures, believes that Inclined engages four distinct but important constituents in a single digitally enabled financial transaction: insurance companies, agents/brokers, lenders/banks, and policyholders. The financial transaction delivers immediate value to the ultimate customer, a policyholder who has already borrowed lowers their cost of borrowing, but also provides very aligned and equally important value to all the other constituents constituents, Singhal wrote via email. This is financial democracy at its best. While refinancing existing policy loans has been going on for quite some time, it hasn't always been accessible to all, and the digitally enabled turnkey solution unlocks the ability for everyone to benefit. His firm also views and clients' offering as just the starting point. Cash value inside of permanent life insurance products is an underutilized asset, and we believe the entirety of that market can benefit from banking products that are built with it as the basis, Singhal added. Marianne Azevedo's fintech newsletter, The Interchange, launched on May 1st. Sign up in a link embedded in the text version of this article to get it in your inbox.
Spoken Layer.
To hear everything you need to know about the week's top stories in tech from the people who wrote them, check out the TechCrunch podcast, hosted by me, TechCrunch Managing Editor Daryl Etherington. Each week, we go in-depth on two or three of the week's top stories from in and around the startup ecosystem, and I'll be joined by the TechCrunch experts who covered them. They tell us why the news is so important and what they think matters most to you, our listeners, whether you're just interested in tech or that's where you make your living. New episodes drop every Saturday morning, so be sure to subscribe to the TechCrunch podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.